dying from fever in the jungle as a monk. In this meditation upon death and dying, we will imagine dying from cerebral malaria as a monk who has been on retreat in the deep forests of Asia for some months. We will begin as per usual by establishing some body-based mindfulness and collectedness through body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Simply being aware that now you are sitting. With a straight yet relaxed posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat, or the cushion, or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go, putting things down. And once again, breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present into each new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Just taking small, relaxed, natural breaths. Now with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, around the area of the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears. And the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware, and at the same time, relaxing. Now include the chest in this awareness. And then moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging. Not discriminating. Accepting the body as it is, with an alert and gentle knowing. Now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath. Present, in the moment, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting, knowing the sitting posture. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in and out breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath, and yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting Buddho at first. Buddho means knowing. And so as you breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and each out-breath, do. But, do. But do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting with the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. 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 As the remainder of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations, so we can alternate between these two words, Buddho and Maranang, in this way, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout this meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenarios as best you can, practicing mindfulness of death and impermanence while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. You are in the forest. In Thailand, in one of the remaining protected areas of old-growth rainforest. It is a very ancient, wild, and beautiful place. Deep green and teeming with life. Do, but do. The forest canopy is very high up above, while underneath is cool, shaded, and surprisingly open. Giant bamboo arches magnificently all around. And birdsong can always be heard, along with the sounds of frogs and various insects. Buddho. Buddho. The rainy season is over, and it is now the beginning of the cooler season. The air is fresh, not heavy, and there is still a lot of cool, clear water flowing in the stream nearby. You can hear the gentle rush of the stream at all times of the day and night. It is familiar and comforting. At first, all of this noise was distracting, unnerving. But with time, it simply came to be ordinary, comforting. Buddho, Buddho. As the weeks have progressed, the sound of the stream has become a powerful metaphor for a strong and consistent quality of mindfulness. Clear and flowing, peaceful awareness. Impartial, not sticking to things. Buddho, Buddho. As you spend hours each day sitting in meditation and walking meditation, mindfully taking up different practices and different themes of contemplation, aiming for balance, you have been bringing this quality of mindfulness and clear comprehension to the best of your ability to everything that you do. Slowly, over time, the hindrances in the mind have become more subtle. Mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom washing them away. The nearby stream has been like a dear encouraging friend in this process, offering support, encouragement, and empathy. Always flowing and flowing gently. Breathing in, but, and breathing out, do. But, do. But, do. You have been feeling a great deal of contentment, serenity, and joy. At times, your heart simply overflows with gratitude. To the Lord Buddha, to the sacred teachings, and this noble way. And to your own kind teachers, who have guided you in developing so many skills. And all of the generous lay people who have supported you. And to those who are supporting you now. Especially those in the small village nearby, who offer food to you each day. Buddho, Buddho. 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 Recently, though, something has attracted your attention. One evening, about 3 weeks ago, late at night, when you were lying down after walking meditation for several hours. You experienced a peculiarly strong headache. Butto. Butto. At that time, you endured the feelings with patience and contemplated the flux and change within sensations. The way the various feelings grew, changed, and faded away. The sharpness, the throbbing, the heavy dullness. The headache went away after just a few hours. And you woke up the next morning feeling fine. But then, about 5 nights ago, the same thing occurred. Except that this time, the headache was accompanied by a fever. Once again, the symptoms only lasted a couple of hours. Maranang. Maranang. Around 3 nights ago, you started to feel quite weak. So the next day, on alms round, you told the village headman. Everyone in the village agreed that you probably have malaria. Maranang. Maranang. Malaria is a very common experience around here. Most of the villagers get it at some point. Occasionally, people die. But there is medicine which is quite effective. Maranang. Maranang. As you wished to continue your retreat, the village headman offered to bring some food to you in the forest for the next few days. He said that he knew a doctor and that he would bring him and the medicine as soon as he could. This made good sense, as going to the hospital would be difficult and tiring. But last night, the symptoms were much stronger, especially the fever. Maranang. 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 You were at least pleased to notice, after having meditated so intensely, that observing the symptoms carefully and practicing with the feelings patiently was actually very interesting. Medicine was on the way, and there was nothing to do really, except to continue practicing. And so you practiced being mindful of all of the various sensations. The way the whole body could feel icy cold and shiver uncontrollably. And then, just minutes later, that same body could feel extremely hot and break into a heavy sweat. Sometimes the sensations were very uncomfortable, and yet at other times there was a pleasant quality of lightness in the body. And surprisingly, in the periods after the shivers broke, there could be a euphoric quality of bliss saturating the mind. You were able to remain somewhat present and also quite equanimous throughout the duration of the evening. Even so, there is now no denying that your body is very, very unwell. Maranang. 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 You know now that you definitely have malaria. It was one of the risks that you willingly took in having the opportunity to live in this remote and pristine forest and to practice like the forest monks of the past. You can honestly say that you have no regrets. The peacefulness and clarity that you have experienced in these last weeks have made this time the happiest period of your life. You feel blessed, grateful, and awed by the beauty of a truly peaceful mind. Buddho. Buddho. Maranang. Maranang. By the time the village headman came this morning, the symptoms had already abated. You shared your observation with this experienced man. The headman said that malaria is like this, coming in cycles, as it were. Unfortunately, the doctor is away. But tomorrow, the doctor will definitely come. The headman gave you some quinine, which he had found in the village, and he advised you to take it straight away. Curiously though, although you have taken this medicine, it hasn't seemed to have made much difference. It is evening time. You feel extremely weak. And all of the symptoms have returned. Maranang. Maranang. You had intended to be responsible with regards to this illness. You thought that it would progress more slowly. But the symptoms reappeared early in the evening, worse than ever before. The headache in particular has become very, very strong. You are still quite mindful at times. But under the strain, lucidity has become quite challenged. There have been some strange hallucinations. And you have noticed your limbs thrashing uncontrollably at times. Maranang. Maranang. Mindful of the need for heedfulness. Whenever you could, you have recollected the Lord Buddha earnestly. And established the heart in loving kindness sincerely. Recently, though, you have actually lost consciousness once or twice. Or was it three times? Each time, you were not quite sure exactly how long you were gone. But this unceasing throbbing headache and the fainting confirmed your concerns that the malaria parasite has found its way into the brain. Maranang. Maranang. The problem now is, you have been far too weak to get up and refill your water bottle. You have not drunk any water for many hours. You have a very high fever. You are covered in sweat. Your heart is racing, pounding fast and hard. But your mouth is bone dry. Your body is very dehydrated. Maranang. 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 You have just regained consciousness. Like coming up from under a deep, heavy, pressing sea. but you do recognize this precious moment of lucidity. Buddho. Looking at the situation, you feel utterly exhausted, defeated, yet detached and light. It is hard to describe, but there is an uncanny sense now, a strange type of knowing, that the next time you fall unconscious will be the last. You are not going to regain consciousness in this body ever again. It is time to let go. Maranang. Maranang. You have not said any goodbyes. And yes, it is a shame. Yet, there is simply no time for regrets. You realize that it is crucially important now to keep the mind upright. And so in one moment of resolution, you forgive yourself and everyone else. This life was like this. And with all of the sincerity and focus you can summon, you dedicate the merits of this life and your practice to your teachers, parents, and friends one last time. And in your mind, you bow, taking refuge to the three precious jewels. You make the aspiration. Until liberation, may I never be separated from this refuge. And with regards to your own humble efforts, you rejoice. Finally, you thank the forest, the birds and the animals, and the stream. Goodbye. And then, you keep your mind as centered and still as possible for as long as you can. Maranang. Maranang. And then you lose consciousness for the last time. Maranang. 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 Once you were unconscious, the body did not die straight away. The tired heart pumped very hard for several hours. But over those hours, the dehydrated blood became thick and difficult to pump. And so then the heart rate and blood pressure began to drop. When the village headman and the doctor hurried to see you in the morning, although the body did look pale and lifeless, the heart was still beating, slowly and weakly. Discussing the situation, they could have tried to keep the body alive, but it was unlikely that it would ever regain consciousness. And so they carefully pulled the monk's robe over the dying body and tucked the mosquito net firmly under the sleeping mat. They swept the leaves from around the raised platform that had been your home. And then, paying respects, they left the body where it was, undisturbed. They would come back with some monks to bathe and cremate the body the following day. Maranang, Maranang. In about 7 minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair, mindfully aware that you are sitting, feeling grounded, present, in the body, in this moment. And now mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before with the syllables but, do. Buddho. Buddho. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings. Arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. And if it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a deep sense of well-being. Breathing in, simply wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing loving-kindness towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe. May I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well. May I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, or positive potential, merit. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death, in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your own meditation. Otherwise, you can now consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings, or with someone in particular. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation. Determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to may this person be well, be safe, be happy.